easy peasy fitness. If what we knew about working out was correct, we would see outstanding results sooner. Lifting something some 10 times for 20 seconds total and then resting creates a really weak 2 or 5 minute exercise with long breaks that the body probably mostly ignores. Instead, take that 20 seconds of lifting and extend it by lifting lighter weights without rest. And then bring that non-stop exercise up to 3 minutes, and then 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes and 15, and gradually keep increasing it over time. Always lowering your weights as needed, but never, ever really stopping. Now, what was once 20 seconds of exercise can be pushed up to an hour, and then doubled, and finally crowned by a third hour for a few months, if you are large. Look at people lifting for 20 seconds now. And look at you lifting for minutes or hours. That is how wrong we are about fitness today. It is the difference between 20 seconds and 2 or 3 hours. Your diet, it's simple. There's that old saying that a sucker is born every minute. So you're not allowed to go into the fitness food aisle and waste your money on stuff that's way too expensive. I was given a brilliant piece of dietary advice once, and it came in just 2 words. Eat meat. To which I would add, on a stick, over a bonfire, or from a barbecue. Just have fun with it. If you want to speed up your weight loss, put your meat creations in a shredded lettuce salad that will make you feel full faster while still retaining a wonderful taste. Stay away from sugar, as that is really powerful medicine. Sugar is just another sucker is born every minute. It's an additive that's put into crappy foods to make people addicted and spend money on it. It doesn't belong in a person's daily diet, like, at all. Like, the idea of sets and reps, the correctness of form is utter nonsense. Arguments can be made for it all day, sure, but it's nonsense. Your body doesn't work in terms of form. The way to do it right is to dance, to flow, to be like water, to ruin every piece of advice that trainer has ever pulled out of their butt. To invent a new, ghastly, embarrassing, and extremely cringy set of moves, grab on to the 3 or 5 pound dumbbells, and dance. Just dance, twisting and turning and flowing, gradually building up that endurance towards a non-stop 3-hour session, and freaking the heck out of every bro scientist that has ever laid their eye holes upon you. The 3-hour workout is something you do for a few weeks. Don't be scared of it. It will take a few months if you used to be fat. But you will eventually fall back to 1 hour. That's basically going to be jogging with dumbbells. to meet your goals and complete your transformation and get the body you always wanted and put on muscle, and perhaps even with a whopping 8-pound dumbbell per hand, just make your way to that 3 hours. Keep on gradually increasing the duration of your workout. That's how our body listens to us. That's what makes the transformation fast, visible, and reliable.